With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The USDA and the FDA held a public meeting to discuss the use of livestock and poultry cell lines to develop fake meat food products. After discussions between those two agencies, they concluded that both the USDA and the FDA should jointly oversee the production of fake meat, which is also known as cell-cultured food products derived from livestock and poultry. Danielle Beck is with the NCBA and explains they're going to be keeping an eye on the process as well.
You know, we'll be submitting comments encouraging FDA and USDA to think about some of these things, asking questions that they may not be thinking about. But, you know, we're encouraging all of our members to continue submitting comments, even if this regulatory battle or turf war seems to have subsided. Because, you know, we want to maintain that even playing field, and it's important to recognize that that extends beyond just nomenclature and labeling. You know, products that want to purport themselves to be meat, they want to compete for the same market share, they should be held to the same set of food safety standards as well. And so with USDA oversight of the production process, that means that there'll be continuous inspection and FSIS employees on site certifying that those products are safe and free of foodborne pathogens.
And by the way, the public comment period has been extended and will remain open through December 26th of this year. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.